Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Going to be the all good news announcement segment is what this is going to be. First of all, before we get to the next big news, the momentary big news is Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, our first station in this cluster. They have been nominated for a Country Music Award for Station of the Year.
Yes, CMA. Nomination for CMA for Station of the Year. They couldn't do personality this year because they already won it.
Already
you can't
won
win it 2 years in a row. So congratulations to all at Cat Country 98.7.
That is great. And I know because you were with Brent for so long
for
in the morning
minute,
show. And you, a couple
that's fine. It's
months
whatever.
Or so,
it's whatever. Gosh. No, just kidding. No, that's so amazing.
That's
those are so hard to get. And I'm so proud of Cat Country.
Especially in an environment with, like, you know, giant networks of stations, and we're like,
who all vote for themselves.
One, you know?
Yeah. I know. So it's an amazing thing.
That's good.
Great for those guys. That's cool.
So joining us now, we have another great news announcement. Will Condon, he has, without title for just the moment, Will, welcome. Let me say he's the former president of Studer Family Children's Hospital. I'll say it that way. Will, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Will? Uh-oh. Do we have him? Is that the right button? Hold on. Hold on. All right, Candy, can you figure this out? I thought we had him on right, but I maybe have messed it up. There. All right. Hey, Will, are you there now, sir? Oh, man. All right, here, let me
give you William Condon.
This is producing live on the air. I have to give you his phone number because why don't you give him a call and see if we can figure this out, or pick up the phone and see if we can figure this out, because I have such good news I want to talk with him about. Anyway, 712 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't want to eradicate that news before we actually can bring it up with him, but that is really fantastic for our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. I'm so excited for them about that. We have reports of a bunch of PPD cruisers going pretty quickly up Scenic, and I am looking into that right now. I'm actually waiting on a response back from Public Information Officer Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. So as soon as I find out more about that, I'll give you. And by the way, we always appreciate those texts because that is, you know, a great way for us to, you know, find out what's going on pretty quickly and get back to you as fast as possible. All right. So, he did text me back, by the way. It was a disturbance. Supposedly somebody had a rifle on Montaigne Drive, but they left the scene. Officers are circulating the area for him. All good for now, according to Mike Wood at PPD. All right. One more time. Let's try it now. Will Condon, who is the former president of the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Sacred Heart. Will, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you?
I'm so sorry about that. I apologize. I feel like I'm stomping on your big day. So welcome back to the show, and congratulations. You are the new president of Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital, the big hospital.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Andrew. You know, it's quite overwhelming the last week. It's a hospital I was born at. I grew up at. My family, you know, seeks care there, and to be able to be a small piece and help lead it, it's a big honor to be able to do that in my hometown.
Is there anybody who works there now who's like, I remember changing your diaper?
You know, I think that's what makes this place so special is the people and the tenure of a lot of people. So I am sure there are some mother baby nurses up there right now that were there when I was born way back in the day.
I love the way you answered that question. That's so great. Yeah. So what does this mean? I mean, this is a big transition for you, obviously. How does this change your life? And then obviously let's talk about what you want to do at Sacred Heart.
Yeah, I mean, how it changes, obviously, I'm going from leading the Children's Hospital, which is a vital, vital service to this community, and going over to the Adult Hospital, which has an excellent medical staff, excellent team as well. And it's really just expanding and growing the great work that's already there, whether if it's our stroke program, our cardiology program, orthopedics, I could go down the list. We have an excellent team and excellent medical staff, and really it's my job to take it from good to great, and that's what I'm here to do.
Any particular challenges that you see that you're facing that you really want to get to work on improving?
Yeah, you know, Andrew, I mean, I think coming out of COVID, healthcare is just so much different. Staffing is challenging, obviously, coming out of COVID. Making sure we have the proper services in place for the community. You know, there's always a discernment going on because healthcare changes so fast. So, you know, we're always looking a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road to make sure Sacred Heart is positioned in the best place possible to continue caring for Northwest Florida.
Absolutely. We're talking to Will Conan, the new president of Sacred Heart Hospital, Sacred Heart Ascension, Sacred Heart. I'm always going to get these names wrong. I'm sorry. We always make fun of people when they butcher our taglines, and then we butcher everybody else's. So, you know, it's fair. Who, by the way, was in Leadership Pensacola with me in 2016. A fairly successful class, by my own estimation. So, and you're one example of that. We'll come back to Will Conan in just a second. Candy's got Traffic on the Fives.
From the class of 2014, best class ever. Just kidding. No, you guys do. Oh, my God. President of Sacred. That's so great, Will. This is brought to you by the good folks from Coastal Machinery this morning. And the Coastal Machinery with over 40 years in the business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. And the only accident that we're seeing right now is there's two things you want to watch out for. An accident on Highway 90 in Pace. It's Diamond Street, just east of Woodbine, and it's in the center turn lane, so no roadblock this morning. And then where Brent turns into Beverly, it's across 29 near Car City. There was a stalled car, as I understand, eastbound near the Walgreens parking lot that's slowing things down. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to Will Condon, who is the new president of Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. Will, I know, you know, we were all paying a lot of attention to the hospitals, to staffing, to the various challenges that y'all were facing during the pandemic. And of course, it's now been a couple of years, seems like 800 years ago, but okay. What kind of ongoing or lingering staffing condition do you have? Are you at your need? Are you short? Are you, you know, I know some places are having to pay nurses to travel there to do, you know, special duty, and it's costing them a ton of money. What's kind of your staffing situation right now at Sacred?
Yeah, I would say we're almost back to complete what I will call normal staff. So, you know, what's been really cool over the last 2 or 3 years, Andrew, is, you know, a lot of nurses and different support teams did travel during the pandemic. And, you know, kudos to them. I completely understand why they did what they did. But what's been really cool to see is those people came back to us. So whenever the travel jobs started getting smaller and smaller throughout the country, those people came back to us. And what that told me was we had the right culture. We have the right atmosphere that people want to work here. So it's been really nice to see those people come back. We welcome them with open arms. But from a staffing standpoint, we're getting really close to fully staffed with our normal staff.
How much are you sort of personally going to miss working with the kids? Because it's heartbreaking and incredibly rewarding all at the same time. You know, is that... I mean, you know, working with adults is just a whole different thing. I mean, I know you're overseeing, you're not the doctor, right? But, you know, still, that's got to be a difference in just the nature of your job, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question. You know, the team at the Children's Hospital really made me who I am today, I guess is the best way to put it. Their hard work and their success has brought, you know, some, I guess what you would say, personal success to me, but honestly, it's not about me. It's about that team. What the Children's Hospital is able to do for Northwest Florida, keeping more kids and families local, it's a service that can't be matched. And that is a huge differentiator for the entire Pensacola campus. No matter what role I'm in, a piece of my heart's always going to be in that Children's Hospital because I know what we do for this community.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. We'd been talking a moment ago about post-COVID. We are hearing, you know, I mean, anybody who's paying attention to the news is hearing reports about, you know, new variants, slight surge in cases, and I would say slight by comparison with anything we saw during the pandemic. Are you guys doing anything differently at this point with regards to that story, that particular kind of disease, or, and you know, I mean, masking or anything like that that's changing at Sacred Heart right now?
You know, I would say it's business as usual coming out of COVID, meaning we know what we need to do in preparation for any spikes we might have in the community.
Okay.
So, you know, masking is optional at the hospital. If you feel more comfortable with your mask on, please put it on. If you have certain diagnoses, you know, we ask that you mask. But I would say for the last year or so, Andrew, it's been business as usual. We know how to protect our staff, how to protect our patients and their families. So we just continue to march down that path.
You know, one of the sort of the situations that you inherit now as being over the big hospital is the medical examiner's office, which is currently housed in your basement, basically. And it's not really a basement, but, you know, basically. And of course, there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, creating a new facility, entirely moving the operation out of there. The Escambia County commissioners have wanted to maintain a kind of a dual situation. And I know it's still up in the air. But from your perspective, I don't think people have really, and I know I haven't really asked what you guys want in terms of that outcome, but do you have a perspective on what should be done with the medical examiner's office and that facility in the basement right now?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest, since the announcement just came out yesterday about the new role, I haven't dove too deep into that. But what I will say is we want what's best for Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and Northwest Florida. So whatever that best solution is going to be, Sacred Heart's going to support that.
Very good. And I'll call you tomorrow for your conclusive answer on everything you've... No, I'm just kidding. That's a lot to take in a day. I appreciate that. Last question for you, Will. Do you get a new parking space?
Oh, yeah. No. I will have my same routine I've had for the last 5 years. People who work here know my routine. I get here early in the morning, try to check on our night team as much as we can, and just try to support them. You know, like you said, Andrew, I'm not clinical, but my job is to break down those barriers so our doctors and care teams can take care of patients most efficiently and in the best quality possible.
Well, Will Connon, again, congratulations. You know, I've known you ever since, of course, we were in LEAP together, and I've kind of watched you grow and grow and grow at Sacred, and it's impressive. It's a great career, and we look forward to excellent things from you in general and specifically with the hospital. And thanks for the time this morning, man. Again, just congratulations. This is a big day for you and your family.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too. 722 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about getting repairs done to your vehicle, you got a lot of choices to make. One of those is, do you go to the dealership or not, right? And if you have an import, you might think, well, I got a Beamer, I got to go to the, you know, dealership. I got a Porsche, I got a, you know, Jaguar, I got to go to the dealership. I got a Lexus, I got to go. What? You don't. Okay, you can get that work done at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. That'll save you, certainly it'll save you the distance, the trip, the time, the money, because it typically is a little bit higher price when you go to the dealership. And you can get all of that same work done at Bobby Likas, no problem. They work on those vehicles all the time. Gas engines, yes. Diesel engines, yes. Not everybody does the diesel. You don't, again, have to go to the dealership for that. They'll take care of you. Those trucks are great when they work, and then when they don't work, yeah, okay, well, take it to Bobby Likas. It's preventative maintenance is their big focus. Like, not just come in for the catastrophe, although they can take care of that, but maybe prevent the catastrophe by doing the preventative work to make that happen. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
We interrupt the normal Strength for Life program schedule, Northstone Baptist Church's 11 acres. We'll play a variety of slip and slide games on 3,000 square feet of tarp, and we'll feed everybody for free. Northstone Baptist Church is located in Northwest Pensacola near the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. The activity is open to everyone from 7th to 12th grade. Come join us this Saturday from noon to 2:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
It's a celebration! Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go. Move out. You're Marines now. You improvise. You adapt. You overcome.
Andrew McKay, it's Pensacola Morning News. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Do I?
Do
I,
you?
I do.
You just want to listen to more Rush?
Yeah, I will always listen to more Rush forever. Highway 90 and Diamond Street in Pace, showing a crash. We've gotten text in. It's moved into the center lane. It's still slowing things down just a little bit. And this is west of Oops Alley, of course, on 90, almost just over the bridge near the traffic light, the gas station there. And there's something else going on. Broad Street, Unitrainer Avenue. That's north of I-10, but it seems like that's not a roadblock. And we got a call in that there was a stalled car. It's causing a slowdown where Brent turns into Beverly near Car City. That's across 29. As I understand, there's a stalled car near the Walgreens, just to give you an idea of where it is. Careful there and wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Quick, what food place is closest to that?
Taco Rock. I know. But you could also get snacks
there's
at the Walgreens
BK,
or the CVS.
BK
right
across the way, things. Fish and Hole down the way, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Also the grocery. One. You don't well want to test me on that area. I worked at TK for 10 years. I know Car City. That Kia used to be a Subway, but
seven,
whatever.
And my grocery store, one of them.
Grocery Advantage, or Outlet.
Outlet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is great.
728 on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines.
Well,
Steve?
Well, this is news of the interwebs. Google is requiring election ads to disclose any use of artificial intelligence. The tech giant said yesterday the policy update will go into effect in November, a year ahead of the 2024 presidential election. And using the internet is linked to cognitive benefits for older people. That's according to research. A study out last month in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society found out that people between 50 and 65 who use the internet regularly see their chances of developing dementia drop by nearly 9%. At 75 years age, myself,
wow.
I'm a perfect example of whatever we were talking about.
Honey, can you show me how to download this app now, please?
Get a 10-year-old to show you.
I think of the way the older person often holds the phone, you know, out at arm's length, tapping on it with one finger, looking over their glasses.
One finger.
That's right. All right, was that it, Steve?
That's it.
Outstanding. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, you know what we haven't talked about at all? I can't believe we've missed this all day. Just, you know, sometimes the day gets away from you.
Pizza?
No.
No.
There's new music out. The Stones have a new music. Yeah. They've got a new album.
Don't get
They do?
Yes. They said, we've been lazy. We should have been writing all along. This is the new song. It's called Angry by the Rolling Stones. And if you watch the video, and I have, the video is a very Rolling Stones video. It's basically a hot blonde chick in leather star chaps. I don't know how else to describe it. Rolling herself around seductively on a red Mercedes convertible, driving down a boulevard that has all these Rolling Stone old billboards on it. It's simple but effective.
Nice. There you go, Glimmer Twins.
Papa, a road mad to a speedy trial for Donald Trump and his alleged 18 co-conspirators in Georgia.
In the first televised hearing in the Georgia 2020 election fraud racketeering case, Fulton County prosecutors proposed trying all 19 defendants, including former President Trump, at the same time beginning on October 23rd.
Fox's Brian Yenis, Judge Scott McAfee has not ruled on the issue yet. It's nearly time for President Biden's trip to the G20 summit. He's been testing negative since the First Lady came down with COVID earlier this week. Hunter Biden could face an indictment from special counsel David Weiss at some point this month. The filing in connection to the possession of a gun while using drugs also refers to the misdemeanor tax case brought by prosecutors earlier this year against the president's son. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31, 79 degrees, mostly sunny in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. The Milton City Council Executive Committee voted twice on what amounted to be the same subject. The first vote was taken following a motion to approve compensation pay for fired city clerk Dawn Molinaro on the condition that Molinaro would agree to waive any rights she feels she has to bring legal action against the city. That passed in a 5-2 vote. The second vote was also taken on a motion to approve compensation for Molinaro, but without the additional language obligating her to sign anything. The motion failed on a 5-2 vote. Neither vote was necessarily binding, as the matter will be brought up again for discussion next Tuesday when the council holds its regular meeting. A soon-to-be-vacated building in downtown Pensacola is being eyed for future commercial and residential development. For the last 30 years, the property at 101 West Main Street's been occupied by Pensacola Sports. Last week, they announced they would be moving operations to the campus of Pensacola State College.
We're looking at a lot of different options, but I think the long-term hope of what you do that parcel is to try to maximize the income that the CRA can generate off of that. And so whether that's going vertical, certainly we have housing needs, all those kinds of things. So we haven't worked out all those details yet, but I think that's what the vision would be for that property.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says the building is city-owned, and he says in order for Pensacola Sports to terminate the remaining 3 years on the lease, they'll cover moving expenses up to $25,000. Florida's Attorney General is launching a statewide push to get more people to call Crime Stoppers and report crimes.
Floridians can remember star tips, and they can dial that from any cell phone anywhere in the state and give information about crime that they have, and it will go to the right jurisdiction that is investigating that crime.
Moody says rewards are offered for tips that lead to an arrest, and there's also a smartphone app. Moody made the announcement alongside John Walsh, who's the former host of America's Most Wanted. If you remember, Walsh's son, Adam, was kidnapped and murdered in Broward County back in 1981. Well, let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. 30% chance of a stray shower today, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Friday, slightly warmer with a high near 94 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, let's check in with Candy Cullerton for Traffic on the Fives.
Watching an accident on Highway 90 near Woodbine. This is in Pace. Now, it's moved to the center lane. Still a little bit slow in that area. It's near the light, near the gas station right there. And then there's a stalled car, and it's near the Walgreens on Beverly, where Brent turns into Beverly across 29 near Car City. So it's holding things up, too. It's a roadblock, it looks like, or was. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in if you could. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy.
Yeah.
Right now, it's 78 degrees in Pensacola. It's about 80 at Gulf Breeze and 77 in Milton at 7:35. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Party City is set to emerge from bankruptcy with a lot less debt, but the company's shareholders will be left holding the bag. A judge has approved the party goods and Halloween supply retailer's Chapter 11 restructuring plan, which allows it to offload $1 billion in company debt by converting it to equity shares that will be owned by its lenders. Individual shareholders will be wiped out. YouTube's $2 billion Sunday ticket experiment kicks off this weekend when it takes over the consumer version of Sunday Ticket from DirecTV, which carried it since it started in 1994. DirecTV has a separate deal to distribute in bars, restaurants, and other establishments. Yet another business venture for retired NFL superstar quarterback Tom Brady. Brady is partnering with Delta Airlines. He'll contribute to Delta initiatives focused on employees, customers, and communities. Brady will also take on an advisor role on a long-term basis. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:37, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Thursday! We're one day closer to better temperatures. We're not there, we're not even close, but we're closer. I mean, we're closer. Yeah, celebrate closer, right? yeah, that's right. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
And by the way, welcome back from Nashville. Did you have a productive time at the PIO's conference?
Yeah, I actually did. There was about 600 of us there from all over the country, and we went over some situations that went right, some that went wrong. So hopefully if something like that happens in Pensacola, we're far more prepared than we were when I went up there. One of them was I saw footage of the school shooting in Nashville that was never released to the public that was awful difficult to sit through. But, you know, after that was over with, then, you know, I've got in my head what we need to do to improve things should something like that happen here on the public information, on the communications part of it.
Very good. Well, always good to get more training. That's excellent to hear. A couple of incidents that have happened. By the way, just this morning, you and I were already talking about this about a half hour ago, but just this morning I had reports of a number of PPD cruisers high speed going up scenic. I guess you said towards Montaigne Drive. What turned out to be the case there?
Well, there was a disturbance, a possibly armed disturbance that the officers were responding to, and once they got there, the individual had left, so they were circulating the area looking for him, and at this point, they haven't found him, but that's what that was about. And, you know, it's funny, our officers are constantly asking me, how does the media find out about these things so incredibly fast? But, you know, years ago, that didn't happen, but with phones and social media and things like that, it just takes a matter of seconds before people are asking what's going on, either to the media or to me or just posting it on social media, and it starts to spread pretty fast. So that's one of the reasons why I always try to stay on top of these calls that were going on. And our supervisors are very good about notifying us so we can notify you about what's going on, because if we don't, then people are going to start making up things on social media, and some of the things can snowball out of control. So we try to stay in front of these stories as best we can.
And you do it better than anybody else, and, you know, the proactivity is amazing, and you're exactly right. You know, we get a call, hey, I see five cops here, blank, what's going on? And I text you, and you always have something for me pretty quickly, because, as you say, otherwise, you know, the rumors will start, okay? And a lot of times it's nothing. I mean, a lot of times it's not that big of a deal, and that's important too. One thing is there was a robbery at the Bayou Bank of America. I think it was late last week. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. There was an individual there refilling the ATM. He was approached by two males who said or pointed something into his back, and he believed it to be a handgun, and robbed him. So we're still looking for those two individuals. Fortunately, nobody was injured, and we urge anybody that has any information to give us a call or to call Crime Stoppers.
All right. One of the things we talked about with Mayor Reeves is because of the dredge spoil deposit area over on what I call Hobo Beach, that isolated, not quite island, but sort of an island over there east of the train trestle at 17th Avenue, that they're enforcing more of the no-go zone there. It's not really supposed to be a place where people go, but they're I guess you guys would be the ones enforcing it. Are you having any trouble? What can you tell me about what's going on there?
I wouldn't say it was trouble. I would say that, you know, once they're asked to leave, they do. They just keep going back over there. That's been kind of a hangout for transients for many years. So there's, like you said, there's construction or dredging going on over there, and it makes it more dangerous for people to be there, especially while heavy machinery is present. So we're making walkthroughs over there constantly and making sure nobody's over there in the way where they could get hurt.
Any other incidents or events that you want to tell us about that have happened in the last week?
Well, yesterday we had two juveniles arrested for a daytime home burglary in the 3000 block of Bellmead Court. Officers responded to that pretty quickly after we got the call, and were able to make an arrest after the juveniles initially fled on foot. So it's a good reminder that, you know, that these bad guys know people have to work in the daytime, and that's usually when they're going to be away from their home. So it's always good to make sure you lock those doors, those garage doors, and if you have an alarm on the house, that's even better. You know, those things are locked cheaper now than they've ever been to be able to put an alarm on your house. So, those daytime burglaries do happen, and fortunately, everything came out good yesterday.
You know, that's one of the things that you and I have talked about before, is the belief that the real risk for you is the 3 a.m. break-in, where suddenly you're going to have to be in a firefight defending your home and your dogs and your kids and all that kind of stuff. But burglars, though criminals are often dumb, they are also often not as dumb as you'd think, and they would rather go into a house where they know nobody's there, and that's when you're away at work, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no cars in the driveway, and they pretty much feel like that you're at work. And they also know, you know, this is the South. If you go into a house in the middle of the night around here, you're liable to get shot. So they're going to err on the side of caution and hit that house in the daytime. So it's very important to lock those doors. It doesn't matter where you live. If you live in a quiet neighborhood or way out in a rural area, you need to secure that home.
You know, you bring up something about going into the house, and of course we know that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Simmons, your former police chief, was talking about this case in the mobile home park where the brother was brought in to help protect the sister, basically, from the ex-boyfriend who had invaded the home and was pointing a gun at him, and you know, he drew his own gun and fired, and you know, it was bad for the other guy. And the sheriff basically said, if you aim a gun at somebody and, you know, cock it to shoot it, you're justified in shooting back. And some people have been calling this a stand your ground case. And I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just like the philosopher in me that cares about the terms, the, you know, terminology nerd in me. But stand your ground is outside the home. That's where you don't have to flee, because we've taken the castle doctrine, which is you can protect your home from an intruder, and applied it out in public. But then self-defense is, I mean, an entirely different thing. Self-defense is, if somebody is going to threaten your life or somebody else's life, you're justified in protecting yourself, even to lethal means if necessary, regardless of the location. And that's not even stand your ground. Do I have any of that wrong?
You have that exactly right. Stand your ground is a term that's used loosely a lot. Most of that is outdoors, like you said, not all of it, but that basically means you do not have to retreat. You do not have to run. You have the right to protect yourself or others. When you're in the home, obviously that's your home. You don't have to retreat, and you also have the right to protect your home and those in it. So, yeah, it's used kind of loosely a lot, but in certain cases, that's absolutely not what it's not what it is. I mean, like I said, most of the time that's going to be in an outdoor type situation.
Well, I appreciate that. And just kind of one of those things, because that stand your ground law has been surrounded with controversy and criticism, I hate that we call ordinary cases of self-defense or Castle Doctrine standard. You know, like it sort of throws everything into the controversy, and not everything is in the controversy. Anyway, it's just, you know, my nerd moment. I knew you'd appreciate that, and I wanted to bring it up with you. Actually, hold on for just a second, because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about. We're talking to Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Don't get cut off the grid if a hurricane hits. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, serving Gulf Breeze in Pensacola Beach. And taking a look around, there's a few things that you want to watch out for. Accident on Van Pelt and Old Palafox. This is near PCA, Pensacola Christian Academy. And where Brent turns into Beverly across 29 near Carr City. As I understand, eastbound, there's a stalled car near the Walgreens. It's stopped. It looks like traffic has stopped northbound on 29 and westbound on Beverly, and just very slow northbound on 29. It's backed up to the split at Pace Palafox. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. We talked a little bit about this with Sergeant Sturgeon last week while you were out at the conference, but I guess the replacement vehicle for the old plumber's vans that SWAT uses to get on scene is on its way, the Bearcat. But you guys have some other infrastructure things you're working on, including securing that back lot to have better fencing, right?
Yeah, that construction's going on now. You know, Mayor Reeves came down. He looked at the police department, the equipment. He listened to the command staff on what we needed, and he hit the ground running and got to work, and these things are happening quickly. We're incredibly glad to see this happening. That back lot has been unsecure for as long as I've been there, which has been 1994. It's something that's been needed. You know, we've had people in the back lot that have tried to get into our secure impound area. We've had an individual set one of our cruisers on fire. So it's been a long time coming, and that construction is underway now, and we're glad to see it.
Very good. Anything? We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. You got one for me this week?
Yeah, I was asked if the mug books, you know, the ones that are about 2 feet thick that you see on TV shows that people have to sit through for hours and hours and hours to try to find a suspect.
Yeah, the family photo albums of other people's families, right?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I was asked if those are real, if we really use those. And the answer is yes and no. Back in the day, those did exist, but not so much anymore. It's all digital. Usually, you know, in this day and time, we have video, we have photos, we have a lot more to go on. If a person just does not know and kind of can describe the individual, then we can pull up digitally. You know, you can't pull up a suspect of that they believe is one race and then put five others on the page with them of a different race. You have to be fair about it. It has to be, you know, all of the same race, the same age, the same, you know, facial hair, that sort of thing, and let them pick that individual out. But to answer the question, we do still have that sort of thing, but it's in a digital format.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because you bring up what to me is kind of interesting, okay? You know, sociological research clearly tells you what common sense we already knew, which is that typically white people have a harder time differentiating black faces from white faces or Asian faces from white. You know, it's like you know your kind of people, so to speak, and it's harder for you to differentiate other kinds of people that you haven't had to differentiate for your whole life. And I often wonder, and that's like the idea of identifying somebody who victimized you. Being a victim of anything is a high stress moment. It's, you know, you got all your body doing all kinds of weird things. You know, you don't pay attention to the right stuff. It seems to me like the victim of a crime has got to often have a very hard time identifying the suspect, even if it's somebody of, let's say, the same race as them, but an even harder time if it's somebody of a different race, because their certainty level would have to be pretty low. Am I thinking about this the right way? Is that a real problem that you run into?
It can be, but you know, after time goes by, a lot of times that comes back, that image comes back, that mental image, and they're able to come in and do a better job. But they're going to describe as best they can, and then that's when the detectives will get similar photos and show the individual and let them look through that and see what happens after that. But a lot of times, initially, after a crime happens, it's very difficult for that individual to recall. But, you know, maybe a month later, a member starts to come back and we can have some success at that.
Yeah, I just remember when I went through the Citizens Police Academy that, you know, I was one of the, God, I forget, I was like a bank teller or something like that. And they had some people come in and rob us, right, to simulate a robbery. And that wasn't even a real incident. That was just a simulated incident. And it was over so quickly that I remember that, you know, well, what did you notice as identifying marks? Did you notice any tattoos? What kind of height? What kind of hair? That kind of stuff. And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I just don't. It was all a blur, you know. And so I'm always amazed that people in real situations can identify, and especially when they can identify facing the challenge of identifying somebody that's outside their racial group typically. And that's what I was thinking about. So that's what it made me think about. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Sir, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed and always being so quick with great information. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
7:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos, go Argos!
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida Historic Trust. Our annual open house event will be held in downtown Pensacola on September 9th. Learn more about the programming, tours, and experiences available that day, offered for free to all attendees. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss Historic Trust Open House 2023. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Jacqueline Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's the Simple Minds song that nobody's ever heard except if you own the album.
I thought it was you too.
It does sound like
a lot
the streets
like you too.
No
yeah,
name.
They owe Bono
right.
a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. 7:53 on News Radio 92.3. That's one of my favorite songs only because it's like that. It's that, you know, lick one from the B side that nobody else has heard, but you fall in love with. Plus, I love the hammered dulcimer. They have that on Permanent Vacation for Aerosmith. That's a great instrument when it gets used right. 7:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative local music discussion. Candy is not yet ready. Let's go to Steve. No, it's my fault. I went early. Steve Taylor's
so
in the newsroom with our headlines.
Well, a judge hearing the case accusing former President Donald Trump and 18 others of conspiring to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election won't sever the cases of two co-defendants. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee yesterday denied motions by the attorneys Kenneth Cheesebro and also Sidney Powell to sever their cases from each other. But the judge was skeptical of the district attorney's plan to begin a trial for all 19 defendants beginning next month. A trove of items owned by the late Freddie Mercury are now up for auction. They include handwritten lyrics to some of Queen's biggest hits. The items are on display at a traveling exhibition over the summer. That legendary singer died in 1991. It should raise a lot of money for the project, Phoenix Mercury Trust, also the Elton John AIDS Foundation. And I thought about doing the same with my stuff when I kicked the bucket. Probably only raise about $1.50 altogether.
I think $2.25.
Oh, thank you.
You'll do fine. Yeah. All right.
Those are the headlines.
Same here. Steve, thanks so much for the update. Hey, the Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, the 47th annual philanthropical fashionable event, October 26th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions provided by Boutique, Dillard's, The Market, and Mainly Shoes, and South Outfitters. Begins at 5:30 with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, or as my mom would always say, horty horse, and a silent auction followed by a live auction in the fashion show. Sponsorships are available. Find out more at newsradio923.com. And Eggfest. Oh, Eggfest. Now I'm hungry. Eggfest presented by Kia Autosport returns to Blue Wahoo Stadium Sunday, November 12th. VIP tickets are on sale now and going fast. Get your tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
And more. I know. It's coming soon at newsradio923.com. Candy has traffic on the fives.
I can't believe Eggfest is almost here. That's,
I know.
I forgot about
every year.
That. I know.
But
it's
still,
like Christmas.
Right?
Time. So 29 having some issues. There was an accident on Van Pelt in Old Palafox, but I think it's a stalled car where Beverly kind of turns into Brent near Car City off 29, and it's backed up. It looks like southbound on 29 right before that intersection, northbound after the split at Pace Palafox, and very slow after that, and a little slow eastbound as well on Beverly. So caution there. And that's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. Now
by the way, I think we just got a text in. Somebody said that they've gone through there and there's not anything in the road, so it's like backed up kind of thing.
Okay, but, yeah, and it might just be the lights. Yeah. That's true. The accident itself in front of PCA is not involved with that. It doesn't look like at all. But caution there, and caution certainly wherever you are. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. And thank you for texting stuff in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We've got a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean that is unlikely to affect us. Hurricane Lee, although it's likely to be a Category 4.
The Atlantic.
When all this, what did I say?
Pacific.
I said that earlier too, didn't I?
Yeah. But that's okay. It's Atlantic.
I think yesterday I also said that Pakistan was west of Afghanistan. I don't know what's going on. That's
well,
weird.
Nobody really. There's very few people that could correct you there unless they're in the military, probably.
Yeah. I said it, went home and like, I think I said, bad, Andrew. Okay. So in the Atlantic Ocean, 3,000 miles away from us, as Alan Strum made very clear last night, and the path of this thing is not scheduled to affect us. It's not even scheduled to affect the coast of Florida, except maybe just a little. By the way, I think isn't there a Cat 5 out in the Pacific now, too, off the coast of California? Not going to impact.
There's a new named storm, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
already. But as you wild. Remember, they're alphabetical, and we were,
right.
You know, hit by Sally.
Can I tell you my... so we watched the show Billions.
We just started that, yeah.
It's great. It's an adult show, no doubt. It's not,
yeah,
not
there's
for kids.
Cussing.
Yeah, more than that.
Yep.
but there was an episode, the newest episode had a lot to do with a hurricane hitting Florida, okay? And I was so disappointed because everything they said about the storm, I mean, like, for example, they were betting on what name it would get given. I'm like, dude, that's set in March or even
Hello.
Years in advance.
Yeah.
And then they were like betting on, you know, it being declared as, you know, what category. And, you know, I'm like, well, that's progressive. It happens over time. And like, there was a guy on land already reporting the wind and still hadn't formed the. I'm like, everything about this story is wrong.
Man, wait till you watch something about radio.
Yeah,
it'll blow your mind.
Isn't so
why are they not wearing headphones? That's crud.
Here's what I don't understand. And it's just a weird truth, okay? It seems like if you were to make a law that every TV show or movie had to get everything wrong about whatever profession or setting it's going to do a movie or TV show about, everybody would already be in compliance. Like, that would be
go.
The easiest
be
law
set.
To obey.
Even Private Parts with Howard Stern, which
yes.
is about his life, and he's in it. And how is he not wearing headphones when
and
he
it's
does that
still
stuff? Because
right.
that's crud.
So, stuff about radio is always wrong.
Always.
Stuff about cops is always wrong.
Always.
Stuff about hospitals and doctors and medical is always wrong.
I know. I thought they'd all be having affairs, like on TV. I thought there'd be drama.
Dr. McGrimmy or whatever. I taught for 10 years. Everything you ever see in a movie, and you know this because you've been to school. It's always wrong. No class ever looks like that. Nobody ever does. It just, why? Why can't they just make movies and TV shows that are sort of even close to being accurate to what these things actually involve? Why is that? I don't know. It's baffling to me, but true.
No.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.